is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Donald J. Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States.
From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world.
He says he will usher in a golden age for America.
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
CBS's Linda Kenyon says Trump made several promises during his inaugural address.
He promised to end what he called America's decline. He promised to crack down on illegal border crossings, increase the use of fossil fuel, impose broad tariffs on foreign goods coming into the U.S. He also promised to rename the Gulf of Mexico and Mount McKinley, while he said he would make it the policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
Minutes before leaving office, outgoing President Joe Biden issued pardons for his siblings and their spouses to protect them from possible retribution by Trump. Earlier, Biden issued preemptive pardons to Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th committee. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson weighs in.
It's never been done before, and also because it usually involves an admission that somebody might have done something wrong. But these are very unusual times.
Trump called the pardons disgraceful, claiming many of those pardons are guilty of major crimes. CBS's Scott McFarland says Trump signaled he will issue his own pardons for people who stormed the Capitol 4 years ago.
How many pardons will Donald Trump issue to January 6th rioters? He has said unequivocally, it's a first day thing.
More than 1,500 people have been charged with federal crimes for attacking the Capitol. Trump will soon address his followers who have packed into Washington's Capitol One Arena. The Deep South is getting ready for what could be its biggest snowfall in decades. Cities from Houston to Pensacola could get 4 inches or more tomorrow into Wednesday. Robert Lott manages the Gateway Rescue Mission Shelter in Jackson, Mississippi.
We'll be operational until the end of the cold weather. Having a daytime for them to come in during the day to stay warm, and then we'll have them coming in at night to stay at night.
Houston's already announced both its airports, Bush Intercontinental and Hobby, will be closed tomorrow. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, his niece, the Reverend Robin Scott King, lamented on Today's America.
He would be troubled looking at our society right now, I believe, and only because we've gotten off focus, we've gotten off course, we've forgotten the purpose.
Speaking at an MLK Day event in Virginia, Scott King said we have come a long way for the justice of equal rights, but we must continue to fight the fight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A lot of Racine and Kenosha kids will have another day off from school. Kenosha Unified and Racine Unified have made the decision to close tomorrow due to the weather. It's an extreme cold warning from the National Weather Service, which means wind chills as low as 30 below. Warming centers will continue to operate where they have been. You can call 211 to find the closest near you. Remember to check in on susceptible neighbors and relatives. The latest on the severe cold is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
the national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a 2-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another 2 more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning 4 in a row?
For us, you know, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter who won the game, you know, now it's 4 in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter. We won the game.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. The cold weather advisory through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. And a study found that coffee may aid memory. Yeah, you do tend to memorize the location of every restroom in town.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday.
will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
It grows but I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. January 20th, Inauguration Day. And of course, the inauguration of President Donald Trump took place earlier today in the Capitol Rotunda. It was moved inside because of the weather. It's not the first time, by the way, that the inauguration has been moved either by place or by time. The first inauguration of then-President-elect George Washington was postponed from March 4th until April 30th, I want to say, and that took place in New York City. Why the delay? He had to have time to make the long trip from his home in Mount Vernon, Virginia, to the nation's capital at the time, New York City. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the first president inaugurated on the new date for his second inauguration on January 20th, 1937. And while there have been several presidents who have been inaugurated in locations other than Washington, D.C., George Washington is the only president to have been inaugurated in two capital cities, and neither one of them was Washington, D.C. We mentioned the first one was in New York City on Federal Hall's balcony. His second inauguration took place March 4th, 1793, at Congress Hall in Philadelphia, which was the nation's capital at the time.
The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha is turning one this week, and you're invited to the sweetest anniversary party in town. Swing by for in-store specials that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Mouth-watering cobbler, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. But that's not all. Earn scratch-off tickets throughout the week for a chance to win scrumptious prizes and grab a special t-shirt with each purchase of $30 or more. Start your year off with flavor, fun, and a bit of magic. The Peach Cobbler Factory's one-year anniversary through Monday. Don't miss it.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Volman. I may just call my wife now and have her start warming up my electric blanket already because we're going to see temperatures below zero again tonight. Tomorrow, temperatures in the single digits, and then it finally starts to warm up a little bit on Wednesday. Could reach 20 or thereabouts.
Ships and boats.
gonna jump for joy. Pigeons gonna run to him.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online, WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A lot of Racine and Kenosha kids will have another day off from school. Kenosha Unified and Racine Unified have made the decision to close tomorrow due to the weather. It's an extreme cold warning from the National Weather Service, which means wind chills as low as 30 below. Warming centers will continue to operate where they have been. You can call 211 to find the closest near you. Remember to check in on susceptible neighbors and relatives. The latest on the severe cold is coming up in the forecast. Of the seven counties in the region, Racine was the only one that saw a decline in December year-to-year home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show an overall 12% increase in home sales from December of 2023, with Kenosha seeing an 8% increase. Racine's decline was at 3.5%. The realtors say it's tough to get a home now due to several factors, including higher interest rates, fewer people willing to sell, and not enough new homes being built. And the Racine Zoo is still grieving the loss of Jabari. He's the Maasai giraffe who passed away Thursday following a fall in his enclosure. Emergency teams worked to help Jabari stand, but their efforts were unsuccessful and he was pronounced dead later that evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. Cold weather advisory through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
Right now, it's 6 degrees.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, you can't say you didn't see it coming, but just like every year, Valentine's Day is on the way, and we're putting together a prize package of timeless gifts to go along with our timeless hits. Details on the romantic prizes and how to win coming up next week on WRJN. Details will also be online at WRJN.com.
cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Take your love away. Say you feel the same way too, and I wonder. because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is all right. Upside, out of sight. Baby, everything is all right. What you might say, I guess some folks brought her up that way. The right side of track, she was born and raised in a great big old house full of butlers and maids. She said, no one is better than I. And I know I'm just an average guy. No football hero or school time god. Got empty pockets, you see, I'm a poor man's son. Can't give her the things that money can buy. Make my baby cry, and it's alright, but I can't do out of sight, because my heart is true, sister, baby, everything is alright.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Number one. In 2005, a couple in Romania who met each other on the internet had a baby and decided to name him Yahoo. Thing number two. You can hiccup while you're asleep. Yeah, usually wakes me up, too. Thing number three, holding your hands up on a roller coaster stretches the torso, enhancing the physical sensations. And thing number four, the crease under your butt cheeks is called the gluteal fold. And there are four things you did not know yesterday. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Stay tuned for CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way with Chris Morrow as well. Stay safe out there. Stay warm. There is a light at the end of the tunnel regarding this cold weather. Have a great night.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go.